Have you ever had to talk to someone that it was taboo to talk to? I'm Chaplain Tom of the Syracuse Rescue Mission, inviting you to join me for A Seat at the Curb. Jesus related to taboo people all the time. One time in particular was in the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Now, Jesus had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was that asked for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Jesus was tired and worn out from his journey and the heat of the day, yet he was willing to be inconvenienced and engage in a taboo conversation. He talked with a person who was a Samaritan, who was despised by the Jews, and she was a woman, which was culturally taboo. But Jesus crossed the line for eternity's sake. He had the living water that this woman and her village needed. How about you? Where are you willing to have a taboo conversation to bring living water to those who are thirsty? At the Rescue Mission, we engage with taboo people all the time. Whether homeless because of mental illness, addiction, or circumstances, we want them to experience the giver of living water, Jesus Christ. To do that, we have to take a seat at the curb with the homeless right where they are. Our goal is to put the love of God into action and serve the homeless of Syracuse, Auburn, and Binghamton. You can be a part of that. Go to rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. That's rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. A Seat at the Curb is a production of the Rescue Mission Alliance. I'm Chaplain Tom.